Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the airline with free miles. You can go where you want to go, cause you're his child. Just a friend is all you need. Jesus will be there, he's a friend indeed. So can we pick it up in the air and pick up everybody everywhere? Just a friend is all you need. Jesus will be there, he's a friend indeed. Oh, welcome to the airline with free miles. You can go where you want to go, cause you're his child. All you need is just a friend, and Jesus will be there. Can you say amen? So can we pick it up in the air and pick up everybody everywhere? This song is for you too, so you can praise him from the heart of you. So can we pick it up in the air and pick up everybody everywhere? So can we pick it up in the air?
To the journey home. This is Poochie on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the airline.
All right, everybody out there, welcome to the airline. I just want to let you know that if you want to call in, the number is 347-838-9457, and I am with 3 Miles right now. Hi, how are you doing, my sister?
I am blessed, highly favored. Welcome to the airline, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to the airline. We just got someone joining us at 94714. Welcome to the airline.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Timothy, how are you, darling?
I am blessed, darling.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I know the Lord has been working with you, Free, for a while now. And so what has the Lord been speaking to you about?
Being real.
Ooh.
The Lord has been speaking to me about being real, and he's been talking to me about worship, and he talked to me in the sense that it is our worship. Our worship should be just being in him and praising him constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That is our worship. And mm-hmm. So this is what he's been talking to me about recently.
Oh,
keeping
wow.
It real in worship, in our worship, you know.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
The Lord talks about in his word that, you know, these people, they praise him with their lips, but their heart is far from him.
Yes.
You know, so the Lord is dealing with me with a lot of heart matters, because it's just not for everybody else. It's for me, too. Me first.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the love that he shares with me, I want to share with my brothers and sisters. And we just come together on the airline and fellowship that way. You know, we're helpers one to another in his spirit, in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. One church, one love, one body of
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Now, what you were talking about, you know, worship, because that's how you deal with all these problems that keep hitting you in life, is, you know, sometimes when they start hitting me, I'll put on some praise and worship music. And that's my armor against the devil's attack. And so I really feel you on what you were saying about that.
Mhm. We have to be reminded, always reminded, because that's where the problem is in our mind. You know,
that mind.
You know, I posted something on Facebook here recently. Said something that the problem with ancient times was idol worship, and the problem with modern times is idol worship. However, that second idol was spelled I-D-L-E.
Oh.
And I found that to be very profound because, you know, we wonder why the Holy Spirit is not moving like we know he can. Well, look at the amount of worship that's involved, you know. You know, how much are you pressing into him? You know.
Absolutely. Idle time. Is that, you know, that brings me back to, you know, we use the computer so much. And we have another guest, 601-291. Welcome to the airline. Feel free to jump in at any time, okay?
Yes, it's there.
All right. Amen.
Of course.
All right. So what I was saying was that we do have a lot of time that we spend on the computers and a lot of time that we spend just mind being idle, like idling your car. If you just sit there and idle your car, you will just run out of gas.
Amen.
You know, so we have to look at it that way, too. We don't want to run out of what we need to do to fill us up, and that's the word of God. That, you know, we can't be idle about that.
Yeah, we should be refueling our jet engines constantly. Yes, indeed. We're trying to get somewhere to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. We got another caller on. Welcome to the airline. Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hold on.
That might be an anonymous caller. Maybe that's just a listener.
I put them on the air anyway. You know what we're going to do is we're just going to, if you call everyone, you're going to put on the air. And if you feel the Spirit moves you to talk, you can. And if it doesn't, you can just back and listen. But I'm going to put every caller that calls in on the air so they have an opportunity to respond to something that might hit their spirit, you know.
Amen.
I know earlier today I was talking to you, Free, and you said the Lord was really working with you.
Yeah.
And this, you know, when you always tell me that, I'm like, well, you spend a lot of time in meditation.
Yeah.
You know.
And I have to because, you know, all of us have to. We have to follow his lead, whatever he's directing you to do, you know. But it's one on one. It's you and him, you know. And you got to stay tuned because a lot of times when I'm doing something for others, sometimes I think it's for me, you know, with my little selfish peewee brain sometimes. But I realized later that the Lord is just using me because I'm available to reach somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not always about us, but it's about where the Spirit of the Lord wants to go.
Yeah.
Where he wants to move, where he wants to destroy the works of the devil at. You know.
Mm-hmm. And you got to keep your... Oh, go ahead. Jump in at any time.
And at the same time, you know, he wants to destroy the works of the devil, but we need to get out of the way.
Amen.
Sometimes we put ourselves in the way by trying to do stuff on our own natural way, and we're just getting in his way. We need to learn to be sensitive to the Spirit and just sit back and let God do it.
Amen.
The word says the battle is not yours, but his.
It's his word.
And you know, we're talking about worship and worship there. Now, What you have to realize is that, you know, there's also praise in there. Praise is not worship. Okay?
Yeah.
And praise is something that comes, usually comes before worship. Praise is the battle. When
mm-hmm.
God's people praise, God responds. When God's people praise naturally, God responds supernaturally. That
mm-hmm.
opens the door. It opens up your heart for you to do worship. It brings you into the presence of God. Because what praise does, praise clears the way. The enemy is standing in the way trying to stop you from going into God's presence. Praise clears that road for you. And it allows you to enter in and commune with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen. Well said. Well said. And you don't hear people distinguish two like that, because even I just said praise and worship out of one breath. And I never looked at it as two separate things like you just said. So thank you, my brother, for bringing that to the table, because I think that's something that's very important. We need to know the order of things so we can be in divine order.
That's what you call enlightenment.
Mm.
God opening our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the tabernacle. Okay, look at the tabernacle. You first walked into the outer courts. What was the outer courts? It was a place of praise. You had to walk through that before you got to the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
You had the outer court, the inner court. You had a place of thanksgiving, and you had a place of praise, and then you had a place of worship.
Absolutely.
The Bible says, enter his courts with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it says it. But, you know, you go through that procession there to get to the holy place.
Mm.
And Jesus is that holy place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was sucking that in, and again, I'm like all the other callers who just joined us, please feel free to chip in whenever the Spirit moves you. This is an open forum where we're going to be talking for the next 2 hours, so don't be shy. Just jump on in.
Well, I like to say something myself.
Go ahead.
Well, we know why we're talking about worship, too. You know, that reminds me of the scripture when you know, after Jesus was crucified and after he died, and then when the, you know, when earthquake happened, and then when the veil split in two, and that's when the centurion said, truly, this must be the Son of God. And then, you know, where that veil split in two, it represents that, hey, you know, Jesus, since he died, now he's the high priest, and we can go to, you know, since we got to go through Jesus now, you know, we don't have to have no high priest to intercede for us, but the Bible says we can go boldly before the throne.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
What...
So it's like basically Adam and Eve, what they had in the garden was their fellowship and their relationship with God, but had
mm-hmm.
lost their closeness when they had sinned. And the Bible calls Jesus the second Adam. And so Jesus came to restore everything that was lost in the garden, to bring us back to that place of eternal life, to that place of worship, to that place of, you know what I'm saying, that one-on-one with God, that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And you're
exactly,
right about that. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. The you know, when Adam and Eve sinned, there was a separation with God. What happened on the hill called Calvary was that relationship with God, that non-separation was restored on Calvary.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, when you were talking about ripping of the veil, that's a point that I've noticed that a lot of people have missed, that when Jesus came, all the high priests got their pink slips.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, here you go. There's no longer a need for you to, like you said, intercede on the behalf of believers, and we can go boldly to the throne in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just, you know, I just think that is the most wonderful gift that God could have given us, was a second chance. return back to the garden. And with through Jesus, I feel that's what it is. It's another chance for us to regain that closeness, because he made us to worship him. He made us to be close to him.
It's a restoration. And,
yes, absolutely. A restoration. And it makes, when you really think about it, it makes you shiver a little bit. That's how I can tell when the spirit is in the room, because I get goosebumps, you know.
And then I'm going to say, oh, my bad, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm sorry. But, you know, it kind of reminds me of the prodigal son, you know what I'm saying, how he once said, you know, got away from home and everything and spent all his substance on riotous living and did all type of stuff. And then he finally came back and his father welcomed him with open arms. And so that reminds us that Adam and Eve, you know, they were just like the prodigal son. We was like the human race, we was like the prodigal son. We slipped away from God. And so, you know what I'm saying? So with him sending Jesus now and giving us that second chance, you know, God is welcoming us with open arms. He said he's standing at the door and knock. And if any man, you know, talking to all of us, because any man means simply any man. If any man, you know, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will, you know what I'm saying, basically we have to open that door. He said he'll come in and sup with us, and then, you know, we with him and everything. So, you know what I'm saying, that let us know that God is knocking at the door of our heart. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to let him in. You know, he's welcoming us with open arms, but we have to be willing to make that step and be, you know what I'm saying, and willing to accept the gift that God has given us.
Amen.
Amen. I agree with that. And boy, it's easier said than done in this world today, you know, because everything is opposite. I keep saying it's opposite of what is truly the truth. You know, we don't accept gifts freely. We think that, you know, it's something that we have to do. But grace and mercy is free. And we keep forgetting about that. His grace and his mercy comes without a cost. You know, whether we deserve it or not, it's renewed every morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We just got to die. Period. We got to die to self and let the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about letting the spirit. You know, moving out of the way is one thing, but we got to stay out the way. We got
mm-hmm.
to be dead.
Continue
that thing. We got to let the resurrected Christ live out his life in us and through us. You know?
That makes me think of sometimes when we pray to Christ and we ask him to solve a problem, but we keep touching that problem. And so not only does he have to correct the problem, but he got to correct everything he did done wrong with the problem as well. And moving out of the way, I think humans is a problem. You know, we worry. We do so much. We come up with a plan B, and a lot of times we come up with a plan B, not knowing that what that's doing is taking the problem back into our own hands instead of leaving it with Christ or leaving it at the altar.
See, we speak. Our words are power. It's like God's words are power. Our words are power. The power of our words is life and death as well. So if God, we say, God, please help me with this problem, but we keep speaking that problem into existence, he's not going to be able to help us. We keep recreating it, so to speak, you know, with our tongue. Instead of professing that, declare that problem is done. It's past. It's over with. God has already taken care of that problem. But instead, we sit there and we keep revisiting it over and over and over again, speaking it back into existence.
I never thought about it that way.
We have the power to speak to our mountains of life.
Amen.
And when we speak by faith with nothing doubting, even those mountains gotta obey us.
We don't have to do like that song say, we don't gotta climb the rough side of the mountain either.
No, we ain't got to climb no rough side.
Jesus, speak to it.
Speak to it. Speak to it. That's all he says. Speak to it.
Because, you know, because the enemy is always in hot pursuit of us and trying to sell us his fear. What they say, that analogy they came up with, false evidence appearing real. He's always trying to sell us his fear, but not only is he selling the fear, he's selling it in large quantities. He's magnifying it. But what we have to be reminded of is how big our God is, and we got to tell those quantities where they going. And where are we going? We got to declare and decree that we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And we got to tell you, devil, you ain't, and you going to hell where you came from.
That's right. And when the enemy comes and remind you where you have been, you remind him where he is going.
Of his future.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That just hit me like a woo, like a lightning bolt.
See, you got to break free in your mind. See, this is where the battlefield is. You got to break free in your mind, and you got to be able to fly in your mind. You got to be able to go somewhere. This is why we call the airline with 3 miles. We play that, you know, that play on words, you know, and use airline jargon and everything. But we serious about letting the spirit move and flying. You know, we serious about that.
Yeah, so soaring above all.
You got time to play church and play who judging who and all that and who better than who. No, we all need each other the same way in Christ Jesus. There ain't no big eyes and no little U's and reverend and prophetess, apostle and so-and-so and all the other long string of titles you can have behind your name. No, that's not planting you above nobody in Christ Jesus.
You know, even
neither Greek, no Jew, no male, no female, but we are all one in Christ Jesus.
We are all one. Until
we can grapple with that fact, we ain't going to go nowhere. But we continue to divide within the body of Christ. And the body can't be divided. Jesus is not going to come back for no double bride. He's coming back for one bride.
That's what he said. That's just pure word.
And Jesus is coming back for his beautiful, radiant bride. He is not coming back for some hag of a church hanging on, saying, please rescue me, please rescue me. He's coming back to a victorious, radiant bride.
Oh, hallelujah.
And there won't be no bride full of idol worship. And part of that idol worship is not just idols like idol worship like you think. Some of that is that idol worship is church worship, the way they do it now, because it's so programmed and done by a set order of rules, and they have nerve to say that it's all in the name of Jesus when it's not allowing the spirit to break free in that assembly.
That's being orthodox.
Yep. And you know, with that, we're doing rituals and routines. That's, you know, I always say to people, you know, I'm a minister, but that doesn't make me get this no better than anybody else. We all are called to be teachers. That is what it said. So it's a matter of you just opening your mouth and saying what God has put on your heart. And one of the other things I was thinking about when you were saying, you know, just let free and fly, because there's no big eyes and little youth and all that stuff. We're one church. You know, we're not Christians, Baptists, you know, Protestant, Catholics, you know. We're all one. Yeah, it's all one. And one
heirs of God and joint heirs for Christ Jesus.
And then it brings to mind this song that one guy had talking one time, and it says, I don't care what church you come from, long as Calvary you stand. But tonight, if your heart like my heart, you my brother, my sister, shake my hand. And you may be, and then you may be from the Baptist, you may be a Catholic, I don't care. But tonight, if your heart like my heart, you my brother or my sister, shake my hand.
Shake my hand, okay. Yes. And I have to remind
you. That's the real I'm talking about, Kevin, right yeah. there. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. indeed.
And you know, we got the same blood. I say we're all blood relatives.
Amen.
Blood. You know, so when I call you my sister and my brother, you are my sister and my brother. You know, we got the same DNA. I said, do a DNA test and find out who your father is.
Amen.
Man.
Yeah. It's like I heard one person say, my brother from another mother, but the same father.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I just wanna ask you guys, if you will, because there's a few scriptures that the Lord has given me to share with you guys tonight. And I don't know if there's a reader in the house, but anybody who would like to read, you can read with us. We're gonna go to Colossians, the book of Colossians, the third chapter.
Okay.
And when everybody's there and ready and settled to go, we can go.
Say amen.
Yeah, say amen when you're there.
Oh.
Okay.
They come with their ears, but they don't come right away with their words. We got to give them some time.
Yes, you definitely do. Amen. For
he
me.
Said Colossians 3.
Uh-huh, Colossians, the third chapter. And we're just going to read that all the way down, let the Spirit of the Lord minister to us. And, Father, okay. we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us here tonight on the airline with 3 miles. Lord God, we thank you for the Journey Home Outreach Ministries hosting us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are one in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We ask that your Holy Spirit would just move upon this airline, Lord God, and just bless us with what you want us to know, Lord God, what you want us to share, what you want us to plant, Lord God, what you want us to grow in, Lord God. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We got a reader in the house.
Okay, starting at verse number 1.
Yes, sir.
It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affections, evil conspicuance, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the time which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but now ye also must put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Well, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, through the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. What a powerful packed chapter, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. You know, I got to sit with that for a moment.
Because
it was powerful. And it was so, not only the power within the chapter, but people really sometimes make this a little bit more complicated than it is. The wonderful thing about the Word of God is an instruction book. It tells you exactly what to do. Amen? I mean,
you know, there was a seed dropped in my spirit with those words there. And it says in verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And let the peace of God. That kind of peace ain't like no other peace in this world. It's that kind of peace, you can't even explain it.
No.
But that kind of peace is what touches you, what touches me, what touches everyone. We all can touch in that same peace in one body.
That's just, isn't that good? And our Savior, is oh, what a friend we have, Jesus. That's all I keep. That song keeps going on over in my head right now, you know, because he does. He said that if keep your mind steadfast on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. But it's not our peace, but it's peace that he's given us, and that's a mighty, mighty peace.
It is a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, it
is. Amen. And, you know, something else touched me the other day. You know, that story about Moses leading the children of Israel and it talking about that the Spirit of God led them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And, you know, basically, that's how they were led, you know. That's how they knew which way to go. And the thoughts and the communion with the Lord just progressed into, well, you know, we don't have a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night right now, Lord. What's leading us now? And, you know, so, you know, you guys would probably laugh if you would hear some of the conversations me and the Lord have. But anyway, the Lord quickly reminded me that we are indwelled by his Spirit. And so we don't have the outward that they had in the old times. We have the inward. It's the kingdom of God is in you. Leading you, directing you. The Spirit of Christ is the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. You know, that's how we are led now. But what we don't do is we don't do enough waiting in our spirit. Again, this goes back into that that flesh want to come up and act like it's alive. Okay. But it's more of it's a lie than it's a lie.
Yes, it is a lie. Yeah, when you think that you can do it yourself, you know, that's what got Lucifer in trouble. It's because he thought he can do it himself. He thought he can do whatever God can. And we have to remember that as we're in this fleshly body, that we have to go into the spiritual realm. We have to fly. Okay? We do have to fly and raise ourselves above this earthly world in order to fulfill our God-given destinies, in order to take our place as an heir in the kingdom. And so we can't do that with a double mind.
Amen.
What you have to look at too is the Israelites. They could not commune with God the way we can. He had to give them a natural sign for them to follow. Okay, he doesn't
right.
give us natural signs. He gives us spiritual signs.
Right.
Because we can, because we have access to God in the spiritual realm, they never had the access. He had to give them something physical for them to follow.
Mm-hmm. And so now in Christ Jesus, we thank him for his leading. We thank him for allowing us to fly. We thank him for the things that he gives us to know and how to edify and build up one another, you know, as well as wherever we go, you know, wherever we are, you know, our little light should be shining,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
they never had the Holy Spirit to lead them.
No.
There you go.
But we do, praise God. Hallelujah. And we continue to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and lead us and guide us and help us to continue to make us over, and we stay on the wheel and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the pottery be trying to jump off the wheel, you know. Lord, you pinching me a little too tight there.
Yeah.
You're squeezing me a little bit too much. I got to get off of this wheel right now.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
No.
And the potter.
The thing created cannot buck up against the creator.
Mm. Say it again for me, please.
The thing created cannot buck up against its creator.
Mm.
So, I mean, we are the workmanship of his hand. God is doing a work in us. Don't worry about are we there yet. Enjoy the journey.
It's a journey home.
Okay.
Enjoy the journey.
On your way, keep praising and thanking God. Giving God the glory.
Yeah.
Giving God all the glory. You didn't get out of there and get here by yourself.
No, you didn't. You know, you meet, and I also you meet some angels along the way. I call it a dispatch system. You know, we're dispatched to do certain things in certain people's lives so they can see the glory of God in the little light of Christ, big light, beaming light, you know, of Christ in us. So they can still remember that, yes, there is still a God. And
I like
still
to just separate. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just
to
separate the things natural from spiritual, you know, because that is the most simplistic way to help illustrate some of the things in the kingdom of God. You know, naturally, we physically, as human beings, we need to eat food to survive. Okay, on the spiritual side, it's the same thing, only that we're eating Christ Jesus to survive. Okay.
I like to use the analogy of when Rebecca was pregnant for Jacob and Esau. The Bible says that they wrestled in her womb. For Esau became a man of the world, man of flesh. And Jacob, despite all his trials in the beginning and through most of his life, he became a man of the spirit. Okay? Now, so we both had, we all had the same spirit within us. Just like they wrestled, the two spirits wrestled in Rebecca's womb, we all have the old man before Christ and the new man after Christ in our spirits. And these are constantly wrestling. And the one that becomes victorious is depending on which one we feed.
Amen, amen, amen. Which one we feed the most?
This one we feed the most. Amen.
So then the flesh got to be starved.
Yes. And die. And die. You know, it's the renewing of your mind that brings you into Christ Jesus. He said you need to renew your mind. In other words, whatever, all this stuff that we have learned of how to be a Christian, because I think that's what happened, you know, in modern day times. We're so stuck in the rituals and how to be a Christian, we forget to simply be.
We forget about subjecting ourselves to the Spirit of Christ.
Mm-hmm. And just be, and you have to be still. You know,
Christ died to do away with the law. But after Christ died, in many ways, the church restored the law. Because they say, you can't do this, you can't do that, it's a sin to do this. You can't, they put all kind of rules on you, telling you how you're going to be a Christian, what you have to do to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not Christ Jesus.
No,
that's law. That's law because that's required.
Yes.
That's requirement, so that's law.
Obligation.
Absolutely. You know, there's such, you know, someone once told me that you can't belong to the churches. And I said, we all belong to one.
Mm-hmm.
The body of Christ is the church, you know. And one of the things that when you guys were saying this, you know, I'm an old, you know, I used to be in the accounting field, and I keep telling people that communion is an accounting decision.
Mm-hmm,
it has
mm-hmm.
nothing to do with the word. He said this as often as you will. And he didn't say it had to be administered by anybody but yourself. I tell people to take some saltines and take some water and give yourself communion, because it's the symbol of what we're doing to remind us of what he's done for us.
Mhm, mhm.
It's not it first Sunday. You missed 29 of the days.
I know that we usually fly, and sometimes we can fly over the time limit that we have allotted here, but I wanted to get into another word, if you guys don't mind.
No, not at all.
It's going to be the first epistle of John, the third chapter, 1 John 3. And when you have it, say amen.
1 John 3. We still have a reader in the house?
We still have a reader in the house? Or somebody else want to read?
Hello?
Hey, we're here.
Okay, 1 John 3.
Amen, I have it.
Amen. Is someone else reading, or Kevin, are you reading again?
Hold on. 1 John chapter 3. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, as we do that, I just want to let everybody know we do have 1 hour and 15 minutes left to fly.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, let me get back to my bike. Okay, it's 1 John chapter 1, no, chapter 3, right?
Correct. The threes have it tonight. I got one more three for y'all.
Okay, so I'm going to read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. For the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Excuse me. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, who slew his brother. And wherefore he slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and sheddeth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and we shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another, as he gave us command. And he that dwelleth in him, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in my Father's house are many mansions. And that's why this so-called Mansion Monday on the air tonight. You know that word mansion translates into residing in him. And I like the way the Holy Ghost sewed that up in that last verse. He said, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. We're residences in him. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. We are the mansions residing in Christ. And the next sentence says, and hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You know, woo! And I say it like that because, you know, it's
a rich word. It's a rich word.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
And I want to back us up to where is it at? He says that whosoever. We might mess with somebody's theology on this one, okay? But we got to go here, okay? He said,
okay.
And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. I want y'all to know that Jesus is your substitute.
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus, yes. Jesus is your substitute.
He died,
you know,
for us, but he died as us, as one of us, as a human. He died as us to take our place, but it was for us.
He got the punishment we deserved.
Yes.
Amen.
And people also have to remember that as we pray to the Holy Spirit, God sees us through Christ's eyes.
Amen.
Because he said,
he sees his son.
Yeah, he sees his son. He doesn't see Angela or Sister Poochie or whatever you want to call me for the day. He sees Jesus Christ within me. And that is what he's responded to.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I made mention of threes because I got the final three that the Lord gave me for the word, but you guys can ask whatever you will as the Holy Spirit leads you. We just going to roll on into the second word, which is in the book of Ephesians. The third chapter. You want to get that, Kevin?
Wow.
We're going on our journey and we're making a stop in Ephesus. Can you turn
Ephesians
to
chapter 3?
Chapter 3, yes, sir.
Okay, well, go ahead and start reading.
Yes, sir.
Man, yes.
Okay, it says, excuse me. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to me to you, ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. But to me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of God, of Christ, to make all men see that what is the fellowship of the mystery from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the earth family is in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length, and what is breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we that we acts or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Very meaty.
Yeah, so you know, the Lord, I want you guys to take note of what was read and go back to it in your leisure. And we can come back and fly again with something that the Lord may have pressed upon your heart. But it was important for me to get out those three chapters. And they're quite easy to remember. That was Colossians 3. That was 1 John 3. And that was Ephesians 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the threes have it tonight.
The threes have it.
I'll suggest nobody go run out to the casino and try to play them numbers or nothing. Praise be to God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us some rich word here tonight.
Yes, give us some rich word. And now, you know, and whenever you get some rich word, the job of the devil is to steal that word from you as soon as you get it. So you got to guard it.
Yes,
you
amen.
You have to guard.
Hallelujah.
And then in verse number 8, you know what I'm saying, when he says unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
And I like that.
So God got all type of things for us. And I ain't talking about like money and stuff, you know, like that, but you know, I mean just his word, you know what I'm saying, just his revelation, you know.
And
his height and his depth.
Yeah. Yes, which we can't measure. And faith,
amen.
You know, and faith is the currency of heaven. Not
amen.
Money. God doesn't need your money. You know,
mm-mm.
He needs your faith in order to move in your life. And what I love about the part you just read, my brother, was that when you're serving the children of God, you are the least.
Mm-hmm.
You're not above, you're below.
Well, you should take a humble spirit toward God always.
Always, always, and always acknowledge it. In all things acknowledge him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's so important, what you said about serving. You know, when Jesus washed the feet of the apostles,
mm-hmm.
he didn't have to do that. He humbled himself and he washed their feet.
Yeah.
Now, in contrast to that, today you have pastors or preachers or ministers, you know, who proclaim themselves prophets, apostles, and all this kind of stuff, and look down upon their brethren, thinking that they're so much better. It's below them to have to do, you know, to do anything like that.
No.
Have mercy. You expect you to worship them instead of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got a revelation on that when I first started the ministry. I used to be Reverend McCarty until I found out what the word meant. And once I found out what the word meant, I became Minister McCarty. Because to be a reverend means to be revealed, revered. revered, you know, and all these words. When I'm thinking, I'm like, that's not me.
Praise God.
I got to change my name, like, quick, fast, in a hurry, because
I didn't tell you to name yourself that. Where did you get that name from?
Where did you get that? Exactly. That's exactly what he said to me. He said, you better pick up a dictionary and find out what it
means. And kill that thing.
Yes.
And kill that thing, because that thing is killing people. Right, Reverend Dr. Apostle Most High. Okay.
.. MS, you know.
Et cetera.
Yeah,
et cetera.
They can't hear, they can't hear Jesus calling them for what they want you to be calling them.
Yeah. I like that.
They can't hear Christ Jesus calling them for what they want you to call them.
No, what you
right.
want you to call them. And
I was looking at that word church when we got to the end of that Ephesians. And when they say when they take these words and they literally want you to be in there. Church. Now,
mm-hmm.
I did not say the Church of Christ, because mm-hmm. that word church right there is the word ecclesia, and it is the called out one.
Yes.
So, in other words, we're not restricted to four walls.
No.
You can't, listen, man, how you going to put a river inside four walls?
No. Are you going to?
No, really.
How you going to
catch
the
river? River. Go ahead, Free.
Go ahead, everybody.
I'm just saying, how you going to catch the wind? You know?
You can't catch it.
No.
You can't contain it.
No. No, you can't. You said how you going to put a... I'm still imagining this river flowing and inside the wall.
I'm imagining it too. I can see it just flowing out of every crack and crevices and make it more. Saying, move out of the way while I'm coming.
Yeah, because
through.
I'm coming.
Oh, no, it would be like New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina then.
We got to keep it real. Keep it real. We have to keep it real. These things are God. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Free.
No, I was just saying the fear would be knocking everything down.
Everything. It does. And he has to remind us sometimes. We can't control weather and time. And mm-hmm. he has to remind us, I am the great I am. When he said, Moses says, who should I say sent me? And he said, I am. I love that.
Oh, what I love is when Jesus said,
like
before Moses was, I am.
Ooh. Amen. And I like when he say, every knee shall bow.
Everyone.
You know, he said,
Satan going to have to call out too.
Okay,
say,
every knee.
I said, you know, like the word God said, every knee should bow, every tongue shall confess. That means Satan going to have to cry out too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, he will be dealt with again. I keep telling people this is a rematch.
I like what he said. It is finished.
Done.
It is finished. The work is finished. We just have to let it work in us.
And,
yeah.
Hey, y'all, I don't mean to interrupt, but I don't know if this is scripture, like, might not relate to our topic or not, but I just happened to run across it. It's John 10:10. I'm going to read it real quick. It says, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And here when it says more abundantly, the translation, we got it in fullest measure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
And that abundance comes in waves, just like the waves coming from the ocean. That abundance keeps coming in abundance. It is over and over again. Hallelujah. It has no end.
The abundance is just as eternal as the God we serve. That is just, we can't, it's immeasurable.
Yeah, it is. You can't
that
wrap
abundance.
Your, yeah. It's exceedingly more than you have ever, you know, when you ask God for something.
All that you can ask or think.
Oh,
and then Psalm 23 and 5, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Over.
Lord, hallelujah.
And because of that, surely goodness and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Oh, go ahead.
The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah.
Let me go back to Psalm 23:1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And, you know, a shepherd going to take care of his sheep. He going to treat his sheep right, you know.
I love greater is he that's in than he that's in the world.
So God's going to take care
and
of
you know
him.
Right.
Go ahead.
He leads his sheep by still water. You know why they have to go by still water?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they be low. They got that wool on them, right? And if they see that running water and they think they're going to have to cross it, they know they're going to drown.
Praise
that's
Lord.
Why he said, just be still and know that I am God.
So that still water represents that peace.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That passes understanding.
You know. Mm. I got a poem I would like to share with y'all.
Come on, girl.
Okay.
We love poems.
Okay.
This girl right here.
Like the Book of Psalms. I love it. When Jesus wants to talk to you, how far do you make him go? Will it be a gentle hand of a loving friend or a cold hard wind to blow? He'll never raise his voice because he can't be heard of all that mess. But he'll humble and shake you. Will you dare put him to a test? When Jesus wants to talk to you, every woman and every man. When Jesus comes to talk to you, simply reach out and take his hand.
Amen.
Okay. And he wants to talk to you. He's standing right there.
How that song go, you guys? Help me out. Like, whatever's done, done, I can go to the rock.
Right,
trouble
okay.
around me, I can go to the
to
rock.
The rock.
Yeah.
I go to the rock of my
salvation. I know he's the stone that the builders rejected.
I run to the mountain. The mountain stands by me. And when the earth all around me is sinking
sand,
on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter,
I need a friend.
And what that scripture is that, like, I'm trying to think, it's, I can't remember what Psalms it is, but it say God is, you know, God is my refuge, a very present help in the time of trouble.
Ooh, Kevin, you just opened the door. Hallelujah.
Yep.
I got to share this with y'all. Because this is so beautiful. You know, we're talking about being able to go to him as our refuge. And there was something that I got here about his name is a strong power. Just
the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run to it and find shelter.
Yeah, I'm finna read it to you. He say, his name is a strong tower. And I put in parentheses for real dough because he's talking about a dough in his message. But anyway, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Proverbs 18:10. Today's thought. God is sufficient in all things.
His name is above all names. His name is a strong tower for us where we can find rest when we're weary and take sanctuary when we are being pursued. Kay Arthur wrote a short story which gives us a glimpse of what the name of the Lord truly means. The muffled, distant sound had broken the quiet reverie of his walk across the meadow. The sharp barking of a dog almost irritated him. It was abrasive in that tranquil setting. As the barking grew louder, his eyes scanned the meadow, looking for the culprit. Suddenly, a small doe broke through the edge of the wood. Now he understood. Leaning against the fence post, the man watched with compassion as the doe cut across the broad expanse of the meadow. She was running straight toward him. He stood motionless, not wanting to add the fear of man to the animal's frustration. As the frightened fawn leaped the fence, she staggered. The chase had taken its toll. Her wet coat gleaming in the sun, the doe stopped, took a few steps in one direction, then ears held high, looked back toward the sound of the barking. The dog had broken through the woods, eyes wide with fright, confused, worn out, panting wildly. The doe surveyed her surroundings, quickly discovering the man standing beside the fence. Glancing back for an instant at the dog in the hot pursuit, then viewing the expanse of open field before her, she turned weakly and wobbled straight toward the man. She approached him without fear and buried her head in his tummy. Compassion flooded his heart and filled his eyes. She had found a protector. The doe found a strong tower, and she ran into it and was safe. This is a beautiful picture of today's verse. In the name of the Lord is our strong tower, waiting until we are finished expending our own energy to finally seek out a refuge and a sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And casting aside our fears, we run to him and bury ourselves in the Lord. We then find ourselves engulfed in the reality of his covenants and promises. A strong tower, impenetrable, impregnable, and immovable. Where do you find refuge? Who or what is your tower of strength? Finally, where do you run in time of trouble? The righteous dwell in God and God in them. They believe he is their tower of strength and they find refuge in him. Get to know your God. Know the strength in the name of the Lord. Learn of his attributes, his all-encompassing power, his never-ending love, his overwhelming compassion. Today's prayer, Father, I need to know you more. I need to know the strength in your name in a greater way. Mm-hmm. Father, I long to be like the deer and find refuge in you. I recognize my need for you more each day. Please, Lord, meet me at the point of my need to know you are more than there ever before. Amen. Amen. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of thy wings. Selah. Believe in Christ died, that's history. Believe in Christ died for me, that's salvation. And that's the end of it.
Amen.
Amen. He is our refuge. When we get tired of all of these weary problems and obstacles and flesh and mess and whatever it is,
where do you go?
We can run to him.
No matter, no matter who you are or what you've done.
Amen. And then I got a message. And then I got a message to share with y'all on that note. Somebody had sent it to me a while back, you know, and it says, "Good evening. As we go through this life and so much go through our mind, let's just take your time and thank God for Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rise shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn."
Amen, amen, amen.
I know. We've been deep in the word today. This is like Thanksgiving dinner. We've had so much food.
Yes, indeed.
This is great. This is what every day, you know, and it's a beautiful thing to gather and worship. We're having church right now, and people don't understand that.
And you know what else we're doing? We going to tell it on the mountain.
Yes, we are. Yes. Over the hills and everywhere.
And we just are flying on the airline with Free Miles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Free Miles, this has been girl, I can't even talk. I gotta pause.
Praise the Lord. We speak in tongues too, sister.
Yeah,
and this is short flight, okay?
I know.
Yes.
This is short flight.
Yes, we have gone for sometimes almost 24 hours.
Oh, wow. And I want everybody out there who's listening live, because we got a lot of people listening live, and those who are going to listen later, especially on Facebook, look for the flight, because this is once a month on the Journey Home, but it flies more than that.
Yeah.
And
you can go to my Facebook page, it's simply titled The Airline with Free Miles, HEIRLINE, and there's a WPHREE, is the spelling of the name, MYLES, and you will find when a flight will be scheduled. But we're not routinely scheduled. We're scheduled as the Holy Ghost leads. He has given us direction with it being on Mondays and Fridays, so stay tuned and stand by and prepare for takeoff.
You know, sometimes I be running through the airport, girls, trying to catch y'all.
Look, that's what I was going to say. Come on, prepare for takeoff. We on land. We are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There is no landing. We just fly by and pick you up.
That's it. That's it. And I stand corrected. You got that right.
You
Hallelujah.
Got that right. For sure you're right.
Yes, indeed. Show you right. Yes, indeed. Praise
you know,
God.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God for just praise God for God being God. You know, and the friends that I have, and I tell people, it's the personal relationship you have with Christ. Can't nobody teach you that. Can't nobody tell you about that. You have to speak to Him and get
and
a personal
relationship. And you got to be willing to submit to that word. And let the Holy Spirit lead you and let Him reveal things to you, you know. You got to be submitted.
You have to, yes. And that's the hardest thing to do for humans is, what do you mean? I'm not in charge anymore. It means you got your pink slip too.
You better get on the wings of love and fly.
You fly. Okay. Especially
you better get
on
the love and fly and let the Lord lead you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I keep saying he's the best retirement package you could ever have. You know,
okay.
I'm so worried about what they're going to do in their retirements and what they're going to do with this and what am I going to do. They just worry too much. And it's like, on the solid rock I stand, there's nothing.
And
nothing
that's why we love each other. And that's why we love each other so much. Because like you say, they worry so much. because that is fear trying to plant its seeds. We have the seed of Christ within us. So therefore, we have the love of one another for each other. So we're called to come together and edify one another and herald the good news. So this is where they need to come if they're wearied and worried and concerned about all that stuff that don't concern them in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Because like my sister said, we are seated together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You
Amen.
Know, take your seat and chill and fly.
I have to just share this with you. This is kind of I'm in Chicago, and it's foggy, and it just had a lightning bolt just went past the window. That confirmation of what?
Okay. You know, lightning strike a plane, and we just keep flying.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. I saw that lightning, and I said, hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, for loving me so much and for bringing together your children, your sheep, you know, because being a Christian with the first word of that is Christ, is that you
mm-hmm.
enjoy life. You have
Amen.
Fun. You laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Amen.
No matter what's
oh, and
going
boy,
on.
And boy, do we like to laugh because we funny. The Lord made
yeah,
us
we,
funny.
He did. I think the Lord
we
had a great
so
sense of humor. We are. And the Lord had a great sense of humor. He has a great sense of humor. You know.
Oh, yeah, I know he got a sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah, because here
and
he is. In the midnight
hour. He likes
hour.
To dance, too.
Yeah. don't let me play no music. You know I'm all queued up.
Okay. Well, go, Q. Holy Ghost, Q.
You want me to do okay, we're going to do a quick song, okay? We'll do that.
Brother Kevin, wait. Sister, we need to tell you all about what we got here.
Oh, well,
you got Brother Kevin that be playing that guitar, okay?
Oh, never mind.
I'm going to say it like, yeah, Brother Kevin be playing that guitar, girl. Holy Ghost just take over. Then
okay,
every now and then Tim go to playing on that keyboard.
Okay, never mind. You're never too old to learn, huh? You're never too old to learn.
And sometimes, I break through with a little poem myself sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had a poem was swelling up in my belly. I have to let it out.
Praise God. I got one flooding in my belly, but I'm just waiting on the Lord.
Just wait, Kate. You know, you find out a whole lot of different things about yourself when you wait
mm-hmm.
and talk to your Lord. You know, I call it in the midnight hour conversation. You know, that when you tell that stuff that you won't even tell yourself.
Okay.
You know, it's like with their all your dirty dirt come out with you and your Savior. And
okay.
the personal relationship that you have with Him, that is what it's all about. That is the reason for Calvary. You know, that's
but
the reason for the ride.
But the cold piece about it is all this conversation that we have and is one conversation to our Lord.
Yes.
It's not a bunch of individual conversations. It's not even the airline with free miles. This is actually our airline because we're all heirs of God and joint heirs
yes,
of Christ
are.
Jesus. Hey. I want to make that perfectly clear. The only reason why it's the airline with free miles is because that's what he gave me in division for this platform.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the airline. And so as heirs, we should be joyful in Him.
Yes,
we should make a joyful noise in Him. We should be concerned about what concerns the heart of God for His people.
Mm-hmm.
We should be concerned that our brothers and sisters are erring or being locked up in bondage with their ritualistic traditions. We should be concerned about all that, and we should put it in the ears of the people so they know, hey, the rescue plane is on the way. We here. We got
and we
you.
Love it. And we love
and
it.
And we gonna
so
pick you. We gonna pick you up in the air.
In the air.
Mondays and frequent Fridays, and we just family loving upon the Lord Jesus and loving upon one another, doing the first and second commandments like He commanded us to do.
I hear some. Go ahead. This is the most, you know, and I'm new to the airline. I've always been there, but you know, my conscience is woken up, and you know,
you're flying for real with the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm flying. I am flying high. You know, and it's great because we're not even co-pilots. We're just passengers. You know, Jesus don't need no co-pilot. You know, He's gonna take us wherever He wants to. The Holy Spirit just takes you wherever He wants to take you. And sometimes you be on one subject. You know, I've done sermons. And I start on one subject and end on something else. And I said that was not my will. It was His. You know.
Uh huh.
And that's how I feel about that. We've been all around the world in that Bible.
Uh-huh. Because a lot of times when you bring in the word, there may be somebody in the audience that had a question in their mind about something that had absolutely nothing to do with what you were speaking on. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit just changes it so they can get answers.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Doug. Amen. I have to just keep on now. Teach us.
and that's why we let the word richly dwell in us. There's so much more. You ain't really had it like we can have it. But mm-hmm. praise God, we just let the Lord lead, you know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Beautiful music playing in the background.
Girl, look. And if we could get the daddy on the sing with us, he tell us if we don't know the words, just say nine and nine and nine, nine and nine.
And that's what we do, too.
And that's what we do.
And that's what we do. Hallelujah.
If we don't know the words of the song, he said, everybody that don't know the words, just say Kevin's daddy's name is Kelvin. Kelvin said, say nine and nine and nine, nine, nine. And that is what we did. Girl, we had so much fun one night praising God. With Kevin in the background, him and one of his friends playing the guitars. Ooh, we had a glorious flight that night.
Yeah, glorious flight.
Like we talk about being real, the Holy Ghost get real with us. We know Him.
Yes,
we love Him, and we usher Him in, and we just thankful for Him. We thankful for how He's moving in our body.
Yes.
You know.
Lord,
I just thank Him for, ooh, God.
I bet you're going to be flying with us from now on, aren't you, sister?
Yes, I am.
Hey, sis, that once a month or twice a month, I got to catch me a flight.
Okay.
I'm going to be flying. And everybody, this is, you know, it's a short form, but we're going to be flying every month here on the journey home.
Yeah, because you get international access, too. See?
Yes, this is an international audience. We got people listening all around the world who, you know, more listeners than people who are participating in the conversation, but it's okay. And, but... when I talked to Free and we did this, it was like, oh my God, we're going to take the airline with 3 miles to the journey home.
Yes, indeed.
You can't.
And that's just how the spirit wanted.
And when I saw that, I thought that was just too cute.
That was cute. I said, well, God, I was like, Lord Jesus. I said, you had this planned up 5 years ago.
Okay.
He did. How did you say?
Okay, I hear my son. I hear my pastor, my son, queued up in the back.
Okay,
go ahead. After my son, because he was he's the youngest member on the airline, and when I say member, I'm not talking about a membership like a membership. I'm talking about he's the youngest air on the line. If you're younger than, how old are you now, Kevin? 22?
23. I'll be 24 this year in July.
Let me tell you about just wise wisdom. Go ahead.
Okay.
He's pastor my son, and the Lord has blessed him since we've had the blessing of crossing paths and meeting. We've watched him grow with that instrument the Lord placed in his hand. You heard that beautiful music. That's him and the Lord. And he's going to play stuff for us to take us on home. Come on, Kevin.
I'm going to put y'all on I'm going to put y'all on speakerphone.
Okay.
Yeah, because I haven't heard the...
Okay. I'm going to play a rendition of Falling in Love with Jesus. It's like a little gospel jazz version of it. So just, if you know the words, you can sing along, but it's Falling in Love with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. That just felt good.
That felt good. I was outside floating on the cloud for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, God be the glory.
God be the glory, but that was just
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank you. You got the gift, a God-given talent.
And I sure thank God for it, too.
Yes, thank God for treasure it, you know, develop. And we have, I have to let you guys know that we have Israel Alford, who's listening to us from Nigeria. And they're popping me up on Facebook. So I just wanted to give them a quick, they're with us in spirit. Israel, Sabrina, Kinfolk, Frankie Vibe, they're all with us in spirit, even though they're not on the phone. So I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all touching a lot of people.
Hey, everybody.
Be blessed, one and all. Hallelujah.
Yes. You're in our hearts, you're in our souls, you're in our spirits. Can't get
and
no better.
And you're flying on the airline with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are, because every seat is taken up, you know.
But you know, we can always add more room, just like that.
I thought it was a double decker. Ain't it a double decker?
Oh, no, girl. It's got way more than two decks.
Praise the Lord.
There's Noah's Ark times 10.
Okay, yeah, people come and the dicks just appear. There's room at the cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That music is just still ringing in my ears.
Thank the Lord, because there is a sweet spirit that has come to join us, and I'm just so thankful, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for flying with us once again. Thank you.
Thank you, yes. Bring it on. Bring it on, sweetheart. Bring it on.
Y'all want another one?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
That was quick.
Okay, this amazing grace right here.
Okay, we gonna. I know the words to that one. I'm gonna try to.
Let the spirit use you now.
Yes. Okay. Any way he needs to. I'm ready to be dispatched.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
King. The traditional version, but.
Hey, I'm going to say it like this. Are we there yet?
That's cute.
That is cute. Okay, we're last 15 minutes of the show, just doing a little timekeeping here. So, everybody, go ahead and say what they need to say. Whew.
I just want to give the Lord thanks and glory. That was it. Y'all waiting for something else? I just want to give the Lord thanks and glory, please. That's it. And that's all for me.
You know, ain't nothing to say to that. That's the glory. It's a glory. You know, I want to thank God for introducing me to this. And I caught a flight one night. Y'all picked me up, and I've been in love with all of you ever since. And
we love you, Angie.
Yes, I just love. This is just a piece that surpasses. I'm going to use a piece that surpasses all understanding. No understanding, but I just feel so good inside, and so warm, and so loved. And as we go through the airwaves and wrap all through the internet with this, you know, this is a special experience that I'll never forget.
We just want to go back to what you had asked me earlier in the show. You said, what has the Lord been revealing to you? And I said, the Lord has been revealing to me to be real. And this is what it is. We just real, because mm-hmm. He's real. You know, why would His children be anything other than that?
Children, we have to remember who we are.
And we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And then if we're too busy trying to follow everybody else, then we don't have our own identity.
Amen.
So we have to be who we are in Christ. Trust me, I know from experience. I was one of those kids in school that try to pretend to be something he not, trying to act all hard and gangster when it was not 1 ounce of real thug in me. Like, once I got into Christ, though, I was released from that junk. Now I don't have to act like that no more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
he frees
you. Kevin, we got the tough things out.
That old poem there from the earlier airline days, I remember that one.
We got the tough things out.
You should have bought that on the airline. Shoot, that show would have. I know that would have stirred something up in there about reading that poem right there.
Hey,
can we get
okay.
The tough things free?
We gonna fly again and do the tough things another time. This wasn't the tough things time. The Holy Spirit know how to fly this plane.
We know you got something else beside that anyway. I'm waiting on that new thing.
And look, after 3.5 years, y'all ought to know the Lord know how to fly this thing.
Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, now you know.
I like one song, say you better act like you know.
Okay.
We do it all in His time.
Yes. You can't rush, push, shove. You, like I said, we can't control weather and time. You know.
Oh,
that's two things.
And we came from small, humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes,
mm-hmm.
We did.
We started out, Free would call me, I would call somebody, they would call somebody, they would call somebody. And it just kept growing.
And glory be to God. I asked how did this all start out, but you just gave the whole history. But, you know.
Well, that's after God kept telling us we had to die, because we went through the death thing for about, 2 or 3 months, I'm free.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
I'm still dying.
Oh, we die daily.
Amen.
Every day, daily. I'm going to say, please, you know, just like an onion, just peel the layers back on me, Jesus.
Yeah. And I heard one minister, one preacher, she said, oh, you got to heat it till you kill it.
Say it again, Kevin. I heard one preacher say,
you got to hit it till you kill it.
Okay. Got to kill that flesh. But, you know,
we have to crucify this flesh because the flesh does not like to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have deep struggles with a lot of things because the flesh don't want to die, but we got something for it. It's called don't give it nothing to eat but some water to drink. And then it gets real weak and tired. It'd be big, and it'd be big and real hard the first 3 days. Please, please, let's eat something. Just give me a little taste of something, please. No, you're going to drink this water. You need to be out the way.
Yeah.
And after about the eighth day, you begin to hear. Your hearing gets a little keener.
Mm-hmm.
Along
about the 14th day, you're hearing real well.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the deeper you go and the longer you go, the less you want to talk to other people because he's talking to you and you want to listen.
You
want to hear from the Lord and the Lord only. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Yeah.
That is it.
You know, and he doesn't give you no secondhand news. I love it. He comes to you directly.
You know that lightning bolt you seen a little while ago? Look at here. I pray that everybody come to that road to Damascus experience where they are blinded by that light and they hear that voice of Christ speaking to them. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will change the way you see things and the way you live and worship forever.
It will.
And it's a promise, and there's, you know, there are more promises of God than anything else. And I think he promised us so much, but we don't know because we don't listen and we don't read, you know.
Well, we don't eat him because he is the bread of life, and he was the word of God put into a human body. And as we begin to feast on him and eat him and drink from the wells of living water that flow from him and be nourished by him, begin to breathe, because the Holy Spirit is the breath of life, and begin to breathed from him where he's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The closer we get to him, the Bible is the only book in the world that is alive. It is living.
Brings
life. It is living. It is not like anything else. And as we get that living word in us, it will get rid of everything in us the more time we spend in that word. It's kingdom of heaven begins to be manifested so in us that people don't see us and we don't see people. People don't see us and we don't see people. You will look at someone and the Holy Spirit will be able to use you to tell you that brother or that sister needs this and that, and I need you to bring this to them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a spiritual thing and sometimes it's a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Holy Spirit will give you the word of knowledge.
Yes.
I mean, he will lead and direct you.
Yes. He will help you discern, you know, discernment.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important, you know,
that,
and you got to hear, you know, he said that the sheep knows the shepherd's voice, to know the voice of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear his, that poem said, you know, is it going to be a gentle hand, a loving friend, or a cold heart to blow? But any way it goes, he's going to get you to listen to him.
Okay.
And
I tell you what, I tell you what, since we got about 9 minutes on the book, I'm not going to do the tough things, but I'm going to do the doorkeeper so that we can be all the doorkeeper we can be, okay?
Yeah, okay. We need to be all the doorkeeper we can be. I got
okay.
my keys. Y'all got y'all keys.
I got some keys. Wait a minute. I got these.
Okay.
He gave us the keys. Now we got some keys.
I got some keys to the kingdom. I'm ready.
Okay.
Amen.
We ready, sister.
Mm-hmm. All right. We flying now. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Please. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. The first order of duty, acknowledge the door maker. Then learn to distinguish the knocks. Knock, knock, who's there? Yes, soldiers, be aware, there's only two sides to the story. What's behind door number one? The sun and the shine. And now I define the light you just let in simply by listening instead of just hearing me, fearing me, or cheering me on because I wrote a poem. No, stay home, don't roam, don't let home alone, let make-believe leave home without it. See, you got to use your doorkeeper, American Express, and express yourself given the opportunity to explore what's beyond the door. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Please be all the doorkeeper you can be. But wait a minute, I'm not finished. In fact, I just got started. Because, see, when the sea parted, you realized that you had divine protection. Then why are you brokenhearted behind a sense of false rejection? I heard the knock of distress, and I sheltered you from unfavorable conditions. You're not new at this. Get a clue at this and be all the doorkeeper you can be. Now, see, I went through that phase pretty much. With regards to the origin of your playpen, and I pray, pen, as I write this. Step, step, step up to step and regulate like bells and whistles at recess and educate a fool. Trying to use his tool like a 12th grade composition written all about how to build a house around the door to the house. Because, see, in my father's house are many mansions. And more expansion is destined in this lifelong reality. And if your mentality accepts that, mission accomplished, so be that and so be that and so forth and so on. Just be all the doorkeeper you can be. And let's get to the house. Let's move to the house. I'm at the house. As a matter of fact, I'm in the house. Keeping the door. Because there's so much more we haven't touched. Like, why did you open the door for detrimental when destiny and divinity was on the way? In fact, she'll be knocking at your door shortly, but now division and distraction is knocking on the door now. And from that anxiety, you anxiously open the door, unsure of your priority call, but that booty call is supposed to have something to do with it. Oh, so now since I said booty call as opposed to duty call, does that give me your undivided attention? Forget that fake honorable mention. Stay after school and do your detention. Then think in terms of correction, direction. Remember the resurrection, and then maybe you can make the best selection and be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Be all the doorkeeper you can be. Please be all the doorkeeper you can be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And on that, I have had a wonderful evening. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all who's listening live, who's going to listen later. And thank you for the live panel of witnesses that we had tonight. We have about 3 more minutes left to the show. Anyone wants to say anything before we go?
Well, I just thank God for this airline. I think that everybody was on one accord, and we was all on the same mind. And I just thank God for that.
All right.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank
and
you.
I enjoyed myself tonight, too.
Me too.
Me too.
Lord.
Okay. Well, you know, here at The Journey Home, we roll out of every show the same way. And I must roll out the way that we always roll out, that song, How Thou Art I'll see you next month on the airline with Free Mouth. Everyone be blessed and have a wonderful week. All right?
And you too. God bless you. Grace of our Lord be with you.
Okay, here we go. Oh, that made Kevin funny. Hold on. Here we go.
Thank you.